Saturday Live with the Sassy Scribe. Well, I'm at Main Cell Art Festival, and if you go to RadioSaintPete.com and click on the audio blogs, you'll hear Deb Carson's interesting interview and preview of Main Cell Saturday and Sunday downtown all weekend, and an interview with Dr. Dory Designs. Also here at Main Cell. Main Cell is just amazing over here. There'll be music later on today. It is a glorious day. This is why we live here. This is just the most beautiful city in the world. Thank you, St. Pete. It's Earth Weekend, too, and we've talked to you about Earth Day events. You can go to RadioSaintPete.com, click on audio blogs, and find out everything that's going on for Earth Day. So, listen, if you're not going to eat at Main Cell, I thought the little inquisitive tongue in me would take a foodie tour of downtown. I've got a lot of favorite places to go to. There's so many new places opening too. As you know, 400 Beach, if you haven't heard, will be a new restaurant and cocktail lounge. The team behind Alelo is opening Juno and the Peacock and Pluma sometime this summer. That's so incredibly exciting. In addition to Flute and Dram and Park Shore, which is another one of my favorites, this is another, how should we say, a diamond in the jewel that is downtown St. Pete. So let's take a walk and see where we might eat before or after we go to Main Cell and look at arts. And it's again, as I'm walking through this, it's just glorious. These white tents and just incredible paintings, sculptures, woodwork. I'm going to stop first at American Scratch Kitchen and Bar, which is Stillwater's Tavern. It's a modern American food and drink, and they serve lunch, dinner, brunch, and happy hour. It's a real favorite. It's very casual. Lots of craft beers on tap. If you like good beer and good wine, this is a great place to come. Also here on Beach Drive is Bella Brava, a New World Trattoria with contemporary and casual cuisine. I like them as well as Grazzi, which is over on 2nd for Italian. Grazzi's not open for lunch, but it is open around 4-ish. Another favorite of mine is to go to the rooftop, the Birchwood Canopy. It's a real hot spot downtown, and you know, I'm up going up the elevator now. They have invigorating libations and a light menu, and happy hours Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Oh, the view from here, you could see forever. The Sassy Scribe likes a forever view, and at night I've been there when they light the glass up, and it's really a hot spot. On Wednesday, they also do a woman's thing, or Wednesday or Thursday. I have to double check on that, folks. Go to their website and check. You know, I've talked to you about the Cafe Clementine in the Museum of Fine Arts, walking by that right now. You know, I love a cafe in a museum, and Cafe Gala in the Dali Museum is Spanish-inspired light fare, and Cafe Clementine is an artisanal bakery and casual eatery. So it's always fun to enjoy a museum and have a little nosh. The Museum of Arts and Crafts also has a terrific cafe, and they'll be with us in studio this week. We'll tell you more about that. One of the original places that I used to go to, Fresco's Waterfront Bistro, is got a view of the Municipal Marina. It's at the just the base of the St. Pete Pier, and now I'm going to walk out the St. Pete Pier. Listen, we all know Doc Ford's is here, and that's just a lot of fun to hang out, and you know, that you just keep walking on Saturday. There are a lot of things going on here. So many Pier Tiki, you know, you can go up on their roof, another rooftop view, and you can kick back. It's a modern take on a classic tiki bar. So as I'm walking out the pier here, I'm seeing Dolphin, and now I'm getting a little thirsty. So I'm going to double back to 2nd Avenue Northeast and go to Paradeco Coffee Roasters. They and Kawas are my favorite. Kawas just opened up a new drive-thru on 4th. It's, I believe, their 18th here. But I like Paradeco too, because they actually started to create top specialty coffees and tea. It's very stylish, and it's got terrific food. It's right in the Plaza Tower Courtyard Shops, where, of course, the Ale and the Witch at night. It's always fun to come back here. So after you're done with Main Cell, stop and see what the Ale and the Witch might have. But in addition to a delicious iced coffee that I'm sipping on, I'm going to stop at Pachuca Gelato at Park Shore Plaza. That has always been my go-to place, even with my parents. I mean, I like the coconut. It's a delightful refresher. There are sorbets, but everything, the espresso, the cappuccino flavors, Pachuca gelato is, if you've got a sweet tooth and yet you want something just absolutely delicious, it's just absolutely delicious. That's the place to be. So that is always one of my hangouts. You know, there's a lot of dog friendly places downtown. You got Three Birds Tavern, The Annex, Bella Brava, Fresco's, Grand Central Brew House, the Oyster Bar, Paradeco, Park Shore, and Stillwater's. But then there's Mutts and Martinis and the Dog Bar. And that is just something else. If you are looking for a country club for your dog, and I'm walking by this, look at all those. Hey, Fido, what are you doing? These are adorable dogs, and they're having the time of their life. It looks like the owners are having the time of their life as they're sitting there and having a little drink and a nosh. So that's always fun. So, you know, you can take the downtown looper around town or the Central Avenue trolley. You can take a bike, you can take an e-scooter, you can rent a bike, and you can always come from the beach on the Sunrunner. So for Saturday Live at Mainsail, that is the Sassy Scribe sharing with you some of the great eats near Mainsail for today, Saturday. Aloha!